So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Haraya Yom Yod Aleph Ben Hashmashes, Tchilas Nida, Besayf Nida, Tchilas Ziva, Besayf Ziva. As Igmar explains it, Haraya Yom Yod Aleph Ben Hashmashes, Tchilas Nida, Besayf Ziva. If a woman saw dam during Ben Hashmashes at the end of the 11th day, the last day of Yimei Ziva, which as Rashi explains, Vesafik Yemhu Behava Dam Ziva, Aisafik Laila, Betchilas Nida, if Ben Hashmashes is considered day, the Re'iyah was at the end of the Yimei Ziva, and she is Tamei one day as a Shomer Yom Keneged Yom. And if Ben Hashmash is considered night, the Re'iyah was at the beginning of the next Yimei Nida, and she is Tamei 7 days. Or, Uvishvi Lenidasa Seif Nida Betchila Ziva. She saw Dam during Ben Hashmashes at the end of the 7th day, the last day of Yimei Nida, she has the same data as above in the reverse. If Ben Hashmashes is considered day, the Re'iyah was at the end of the Yimei Nida, and she is Tamei 7 days. And if Ben Hashmashes is considered night, the Re'iyah was at the beginning of the Yimei Ziva, and she is Tamei only 1 day as a Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom. Or Yemar Bom LaZachar B'Yemishmeinim LaNikeva Ben Hashmashes LeKulam. She saw dam during Ben Hashmashes of the 40th day from the birth of a boy, or during Ben Hashmashes of the 80th day from the birth of a girl. If Ben Hashmashes is considered day, the Re'iyah was at the end of the Yemei Tayar, and she is Tar. But if Ben Hashmashes is considered night, the Re'iyah was at the beginning of the next Yemei Nida, and she is Tamei 7 days. Hare Elu Tayyis. In all these cases, she has the status of a taya. She's subject to the stringencies of both days, because since the Re'iyah was during Ben Hashmashes, we cannot identify that as the exact day of the Re'iyah until she remains clean for 17 days, at which point it is certainly a new cycle of Yimei Nida. Yeshua notes, Ad sha'at mesak mesashaitis bo betiknes abakuches. If we're offering solutions for those whose Re'iyah was a suffix, we certainly need to offer solutions for those whose Re'iyah was a vadai. As the Rice elaborates, Yemechad tamei v'yemechad tahar, mishamesha shmini v'leile imai, v'arba leilis mitech shmoina asur yayim. If a woman sees dam during the day in a continuous pattern of 1 day with a discharge and 1 day with no discharge, in which all the odd days are unclean and all the even days are clean, her status is as follows. For 7 days, she is tamei nida. Then she is toivel and is mutter betashmash for the whole 8th day, the night and day of the 8th day. Then on the 9th, 11th, 13th, 15th, 17th days, she is tamei as a zava katana. And on the 10th, 12th, 14th, and 16th days, she is also tamei as a shemer siyim, and she is toivel on those yimei shimer, and is mutter betashmash on the 4 nights that follow the yimei shimer. In this case, her new cycle of yimei nida begins every 19 days. However, if she sees dam during the nights in this pattern, she's mutter betashmish only on the 8th day, but she's asa betashmish on all the other days and nights because they are either yimei tumah or yimei shimer. Shnei yam tameim v'shnei yam tayrim, meshameshes shmini v'shnaim asr v'shisham asr v'esrim. If she sees dam at night in a continuous pattern of 2 unclean days and 2 clean days, she's mutter betashmish on clean days 8, 12, 16, and 20, but she's also betashmish on all the other days and nights because they are either yimei tumah or yimei shimer. In this case, the new cycle of yimei nida begins every 21 days. The Gemara asks, v'tashamish nami betishzer. She should also be mutter betashmish on day 19 because it is not yimei tumah and it is not yimei shimer either because the yimei ziva concluded after 18 days. The Gemara offers 2 answers. Rav Sheshe says, the braisa holds, gargaron asa. Since she saw dam on day 18, the last day of Yimei Ziva, although shimer is not required, the Chacham initiated that tashmish is forbidden on the next day because we are concerned that she might have another Re'iyah. Rav Ashi says, perhaps gargaron mutter, and nehi dechad asa leboyi shimer, asirim miyur boyi shimer. Since she also saw dam on day 17, shimer is required on day 18, but since she saw dam on that day 18, she requires shimer on the following day 19. The Brisa continues, Shleisha yam tamei, Mishleisha yam tahir, Mishamesha shnei yamim, Vishuvein Mishamesha sla'ilam. She sees dam in the pattern of 3 consecutive unclean days and 3 consecutive clean days. She's mutter betashmish only on days 11 and 12, because the unclean day 7 is part of her Yimei Nida, and the unclean days 8 and 9 are only 2 of Yimei Ziva, which only make her a Zava Katana, of which the clean day 10 is the Yem Shimer. Therefore, she is mutter betashmish on the clean days 11 and 12. However, afterwards she is asa betashmish forever, because since she has 3 consecutive re'iyahs on days 13, 14, 15, she becomes a zava gedoyla and remains tamei forever since she has no shivinikim, she has no 7 consecutive clean days. Similarly, arba yam tameim v'arba yam tairim, mishameshes yam echad, v'shuv eini mishameshes l'oilam. She sees dam in a pattern of 4 unclean days and 4 clean days. She's mutter betashmish only on clean day 8, which is after the tefillah for the Yimei Nida. But afterwards, she is asur betashmash forever because since she has 3 consecutive re'iyahs on days 9, 10, 11, she becomes a zava gedayla and remains tamei because she has no shiva nikiyin. Similarly, chamish yom tameim v'chamish yom tahir. Meshamesh shleish yom v'shuv einu meshamesh l'olam. She sees dam in a pattern of 5 unclean days and 5 clean days. She's mutter b'tashmish only on clean days 8, 9, 10. But after it, she's also b'tashmish forever because since she has 3 consecutive riyas on days 11, 12, 13, she becomes a zebe gedayla and remains tummy because she has no shiv nikim. Similarly, shish yom tameim v'shish yom tahir. Meshamesh chamish yomim v'shuv einu meshamesh l'olam. If she sees dominant pattern of 6 unclean days and 6 clean days, she's mutter b'tashmish only on clean days 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. But after it, she's also b'tashmish forever because since she has 3 consecutive riyas on days 13, 14, 15, she becomes a zeva gedayla and remains tummy because she has no shiv nikin. Shiva yom tameim v'shiva yom tahirim, mishameshes revia yomeh mitech chav ches yamim. If she sees dominant pattern of 7 unclean days tummy and 7 clean days, she's mutter b'tashmish for 7 days from clean days 8 through 14 during each cycle of 28 days, but she's also b'tashmish on all other days, because on unclean days 1 to 7 she's a nida, and on unclean days 15 to 22 she's a zava, and clean days 23 to 28 are the shiv nikiyim. Shemayni yom tameim v'shemayni yom tarim, v'shemesh es chamisha asar yayim mitech arbaam u'shemayna. If she sees dominant pattern of 8 unclean days and 8 clean days, she's mutter b'tashmish for 15 days during each cycle of 48 days as follows. So Rashi explains, during the first set of unclean shemayna, on days 1 to 7 she's a nida, on day 8 she's a zebekatana. Then during the second set of clean shemayna, on day 9 she requires shimur, and for the 7 clean days 10 to 16 she's mutter b'tashmish. Then during the third set of unclean shemayna, days 17 to 18 are ziva, and days 19 to 24 are 6 nida. Then during the fourth set of clean shemayna, day 25 is the 7th day of nida, and for the next 7 days, 26 to 32, she is mutter b'tashmish. Then during the fifth set of shemayna, on days 33 to 40, she is a zeva gedayla. And during the final set of shemayna, days 41 to 47 are shiv nikiyim, and the last day, 48, she is mutter b'tashmish. Hence, she is mutter b'tashmish for a total of 15 days. I think Mar brings proof from here that yemei nidasa shein roya behen oilin l'sfir zivasa. A woman that was a zeva gedayla can count shiv nikiyim even though they extend into the yemei nida. As in our case, the 11 days of yemei ziva technically ended on day 36, and days 37 to 43 are yemei nida. And even so, days 41 to 43 that are yemei nida count toward the shiv nikiyim. Tishri yam tameim v'tishri yam tahirim. Meshameshes shmeinu yamim mitech shmeinu aser. If she sees dam in the pattern of 9 unclean days and 9 clean days, she's mutter b'tashmish for 8 days during each cycle of 18 days, because the first set of 9 unclean days are 7 nida and 2 ziva. Then during the next set of 9 clean days, day 10 is yimei shimer, and for the next 8 days, 11 to 18, she is mutter b'tashmish. Asar yam tameim v'asar yam tahirim. Yimei shimusha kimei zivasa v'chein lameya v'chein la'alaf. If she sees dam in the pattern of 10 consecutive unclean days and 10 consecutive clean days, she's mutter b'tashmish for 3 days during each cycle of 20 days, because the first set of 10 unclean days are 7 nida and 3 ziva as a zeva gedayla. Then during the next set of 10 clean days, the first 7 are the shiv nikiyim, and on the last 3, she's mutter b'tashmish. Hanulach ba'asen, where Baruch Hashem completed the 6th parak of Masechtas Nida, and we begin the 7th parak, dam anida, in the next shir be'ezus Hashem.